Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars football coach Rick Wendbigler. And coach, kind of a tough evening last Thursday. He took on a Wyandotte, and Wyandotte took care of business against the Cougars. And of course, with Wyandotte, they're a pretty good little football team.
They were very physical. They pulled really well. Great running quarterback, good running back. Solid blocking on the perimeter that hurt us with some screens. And, you know, we gave up the big play again, and that hurt us. We'd get two, three stops, and then they'd go pop one. You know, we've got to control the big play, and that's kind of been a thorn in our side all year.
Well, of course, the offensive side, any progress on that? Or if do they just have a good defense?
We're making progress. So, like I said, last week we've gone to the option, and we knew that there were going to be some bumps in the road. It's a new system for the kids. It's something that we wanted to put in next year, but I'd like to have gotten a look at it with the remaining games that we have so we don't go into next year blind. And we're still working kinks out. We've still got some things to sort out. We lost a starting guard and a starting linebacker to a major knee injury in that Wyandotte game. So we've lacked some consistency on the offensive line. We're trying to figure out where to put the pieces to make those pieces fit best. And it's just a process right now. We're really, really close, but we can't get everybody on the same page. So when the offensive line does a really good job, the running back kind of screws his path up. When the running back has a good path, the O-line might let some penetration through. So we're not to a point yet where we're functioning as one unit within this system, and it's getting better each week as we're running it. And, of course, the scoreboard's not really showing that, but watching the film and seeing it after we play, it's getting closer and closer for us to be a very potent offensive unit. It's just going to take some time.
It's homecoming week, and Pawhuska comes to town, and this is a ball club that only has one win, but they have struggled this season. And again, Pawhuska is gonna—they have some skill positions that are pretty decent. How are you guys gonna stop that?
Well, you know, it's they're a good football team. They've only got one win, but they're a really good football team. But we're in a tough district. They play some tough football teams. They've got a running back who is a strider. That kid can run. His stride's about 4 yards. Every time he takes a step, it seems like he's got 4 yards. And, you know, we've got to be physical. We've got to stop the big play. We've got to stop the outside run game. You know, you don't have to be a genius. When you've got a running back that can run as well as a kid from Pawhuska, you're going to get him the ball, you're going to get him the ball on the edge. They've had a lot of success doing that, and we've got to be aware of where they're going to try to attack us, because when that kid gets in the open fields, good things happen for them and bad things can happen for us. We've got to be able to stop the outside run. We've got to be able to rally to the ball and get two to three guys to bring that running back down. They've got a good offensive line. They've got a good, tough defense. You know, they may be a one-win team, but we're treating them as one of the better teams in the district. We're in a tough district, and every team that plays in this league is very tough and presents a different set of challenges for us. We want to step up and meet those challenges.
You know, talking about that defensive line for Pawhuska, it's certainly on the offensive side, getting that option plays working, and have a great opportunity like that against Pawhuska.
Well, yeah, what's been hurting us is, you know, we bring that deep motion from that slot back, and teams like to check odd front teams, which Pawhuska is, just kind of like what Wyandotte did. They like to slant their front to our motion. And our guys aren't getting off the ball quick enough right now, and we're struggling a little bit with some front side eight-gap penetration. We're really, really working on getting the center's feet right, getting that backside guard's feet right to slow that penetration up. Pawhuska's got two big and physical inside linebackers. They're going to stay home. We're not going to fool them a whole lot. There's a couple of plays. Some teams throw some reverses at Pawhuska, and you have linebackers that are staying home and being disciplined. We need to match that defensive discipline with offensive discipline, and we need to execute our assignments not let any penetration happen, and trust in our technique and our fundamentals in order to get this scheme going. I mean, I think we will. I think we've been doing a lot better with it. And so we're really looking forward to hopefully having some success Friday.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Cougars this Friday against Pawhuska.
Appreciate it.